BK. On that club, me rocking Montclair. White chick, no hair, but with a black man, yeah. I shine like this, luminescent spit, get bright right quick.
Hey, it's your boy, Will BK. Listen to me and my girl, Bill Rose, on the radio show from midnight to 2 a.m. Tuesday mornings on DTFRadio.com.
You are now experiencing an alternative means of psychedelic masturbation. You're on the trip with Real Rose and Will BK. You are now experiencing an alternative means of psychedelic masturbation. You're on the trip with Real Rose and Will BK. You are now experiencing an alternative means of psychedelic masturbation. You're on the trip with Real Rose and Will BK.
Give me what I want because I need it. I'm on that Michael Jackson shit. I wanna beat it, beat it. I love my wife. I need my wife. I swear she the only one in my life. In my life. She cook my food. She clean my clothes. I massage her feet and kiss her toes. My friends get mad. They say I'm bugging. But fuck that. I only got eyes for one woman. I had girls before, but it wasn't the same. Cause she my wife. She got my last name. When she out of town, her text is whack. She FaceTime me so I can see where she at. Her friends get mad, they don't understand. But they just mad, cause they ain't got no man. She get what she want, my wife is spoiled. Cause she my wife, and my wife is loyal. Mrs. Mackie, your husband adore you. We the royal family, my family.
Hello.
She tell me shut up.
Ow. All right. All right. Ow. What is up? What is up? It's the Trip Radio Show, y'all. Ow. Yes. Fly Girl is making us feel good right now.
Yeah, shout out to Fly Girl.
I know. Shout out to her.
Yes, who came in quick, got right to the point.
Mm-hmm. Where's Will? Where the hell is Will?
Will's gonna, where is
Will?
We
ain't doing this without him now, Al.
Oh, there goes Will BK. Hey.
Damn, man, y'all couldn't wait. Y'all couldn't wait.
Man, we tried, we tried. We tried.
Wow.
What's up, everyone? It's the Trip Radio Show.
Oh, yes, we
are. Alternative means of psychedelic masturbation. And I'm really excited tonight. Tonight is going to be an interesting topic we got going on.
I know.
These two fought me for getting this damn topic, but we're about to do this today.
Oh, my. And if you're watching this too late, it's the words of Drake.
I'm just saying.
We got a lot of stuff going on.
We got a lot of things going on. I'm pretty excited. And today's topic, would you like to be the honors to say the topic today?
Vagina 101.
That's right.
Oh, I love
That's
it.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Do that again.
That's what everybody do when we say
vagina. Yeah, that's true.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I'd like to go.
Okay. I'm not that far in.
These two, I swear.
Yeah. I'm not that far in.
I'm is.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm you is. Should be. You are.
Uh-huh.
Wales. Yeah, we're here on the Trip Radio Show, and we're definitely going to be talking about sex, drugs, and entertainment, and it's definitely our topic is one of my favorites today.
What you said earlier.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't want to say the P word.
What's the P word?
I don't see the P word. I say the poom poom. Well, the P word, the poom poom. I say poom poom.
I'm sure it was a word that was out, way before
poom
poom.
I'm sure there was. I'm not saying it. You're not going
to
get me to say it.
It's
not happening. Will's been trying to make me say this word for a long time, and it's just not happening.
Stop being so cherry.
I'm not being cherry.
Why don't you just say it?
I love being cherry. But we're definitely going to talk about the vagina.
Because you ain't no true thought. Why don't you say it for us? What's the P word? I don't know. Pussy. I'm gonna say.
No, but do you see what you just said?
Yeah,
you
I saw
say,
that.
Oh no, you're not a true thought.
that was a
Coco,
compliment.
Coco, would you say like?
I'm sorry.
I guess I lost that compliment. Yeah. I lost that one.
Oh my God.
Whatever. Anywho. You know, we like to get stuff in, and I want to know how everybody's week. Well, actually, first of all, I want to also shout out DJ Fly Girl.
DJ Fly Girl's up in the speedy.
Yes, and if y'all hearing that in the background, yes, we playing some music, and Will is feeling himself right now because I swear he's about to do something crazy. But in the midst of all of this, wait,
what's
your
song? Class is
loud. No, it ain't loud.
It's not loud.
Look at you doing extra stuff. We got hearts and stuff, and people just trying to like. Yes, he's interrupting. He is definitely interrupting. But pretty much.
I'm sorry.
We're gonna get on this topic, but I always like to know how everybody's weekend. So I'm going to go with you. DJ Fly Girl, can you hear me? You can hear me, love? She's like, no, I can't hear you for shit.
I think we won't be able to hear her.
Wait.
Unless you turn the music down.
Oh, yeah. You can hear us now? So okay, you can talk in the mic. Let's see if we can hear you, love. She's like, okay.
Oh, my God.
It's not on. Jesus, Lord.
That's all right. That's good. Well, I wanted to just ask you, and I'll repeat it out to the audience and everybody out there. So how was your week? How's your week been? It's been awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you. Did you do anything crazy, anything trippy? She said, I have to think about it. Wow. Yeah, so definitely. Wait. No, I can't hear her, but it's cool. Oh, because she got the music. It's all right. It's cool. We'll work it. We'll work itself. But, you know, I like to know how everybody's week is. Hold on. Somebody's writing something for us. We can't see it right now, but Will is all in the screen.
I just almost had it. Say it again. I almost had it.
I was like trying to see what was
going on. Say it again.
Oh, you can see it too? Mm-hmm. Oh, that is awesome. Yeah.
Say it again.
Yeah, unfortunately, we couldn't hear what you said.
Read what you said.
I can't see
so
you from
fast.
This star.
Wow.
But we have, attention. What they said?
Get out the camera, Will.
Karen.
Hey, Karen!
Producer's not here.
Yeah, I did see something. Good. Producer, but
she's
I was
sick
like,
right
I
now, but it's all good. It's all good. We definitely having a good time tonight.
I see Yandy's old sick heart up there. Her old sick tired heart.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, she said hi, guys.
Yes, I appreciate that. That was good. I'm having a good time right now.
We have a different look today.
We're all in black. This is like two color coordinating. I didn't even tell y'all what I was wearing.
We're usually not on this side. And we're usually not up there.
No, it's not. It's nothing wrong with this side. I have no problem with this side. This side is different.
I like it.
It's not bad. I just, you know what? I would rather get higher seats. I need to get a little bit.
You want to talk about a higher seat, then you need to talk to her about it.
We'll talk about that.
That's insane.
You see.
I'm trying. It's trying to get higher, like with a.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk about that very shortly, actually.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Coco, how was your week?
It was pretty good. A lot's been going on in the celebrity world, as you guys probably are well aware of.
Yes,
it's been turned up a little bit, a little crazy, a little bit of divorces, a little bit sleeping with people who ain't supposed to be sleeping with people.
I'm just saying.
It's just been a little bit of everything. But
What are you
going on? Damn, I'm trying to do something on the sneak tip. Yo, what are y'all doing?
Oh,
my God.
Also, I got the greatest news from Tanisha.
Who's Tanisha?
Tanisha is a lady who has the product.
Yes.
National Director of Total Life Changes.
That's right.
But we're going to be speaking to her in a minute.
Okay.
And then y'all can...
Let us know.
What else do we have going on before we go further? Because I want to hear her story. I want to hear the call that we're going to have with Tanisha. Anything else?
Anything? Oh, Will, you saw that.
That's a nice little curve.
I know, just cutting people off. I see that.
I'm sorry, Coco.
No, he's not.
I'm in.
He ain't sorry.
I'm in.
No, he's not. Anyways.
Y'all said
Coco Love, how was your week, boo?
It was pretty good. Besides, that's really lovely.
Look, you see, you gave a short answer. I wanted to know what it was about. You done messed up the whole damn thing.
I'm sorry.
Let's go to you, Will.
Will, how was your week?
Oh, shit. It was all right. What did I do this week? You know, I already knew what I had done this week, but I forgot what I did. I had done.
You know we ain't going to retrace that. I'm not going to ask you again.
Oh, we can't come back?
No, we can't.
We come back?
No.
I did something exciting this week, but I really actually
well,
forgot.
Well, shout out to all the people who do things exciting and they forget about it.
No,
I did something. I did
you
something.
You ain't do nothing.
He said he did something.
I did something.
He woke up somewhere. I'm not going to lie. My week, I actually I hung out with my cousin, and she just came in town from Miami, and I hung out with her, and you know, I really partied like a rock star. I really did for just that one moment. Just got a little too wasted.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Like brought me back to 19, man. I was really.
Oh, well, that's kind of good fun.
It was fun.
That's sometimes good fun.
It was a good time. It's one of those good times. You know, you have a drink with your girls and you want to vent and just have some drinks and eat and chill. Yeah, but that didn't go. And then it ends up comes something crazy. Look, that's exactly
guys,
my
y'all
night.
Know what?
I remember.
We did.
What?
We didn't introduce ourselves.
No, we did not.
We were just talking to people.
Oh, hi, everyone. I'm Real Rose.
Damn. Will BK. You're off today, man. I was busy running back and forth.
Hey, guys, but you tuned into the motherfucking Trip Radio Show.
You know what? I did introduce the Trip, but I did not say the names. No, I didn't. I didn't even say my name.
I was running back and forth. So, I can't hold y'all down and do this. I can't.
That's shade. I need some glasses. Where's my glasses when I need it?
I remember what I did this weekend.
Oh, now it's coming back?
I was suffering from selective recall.
Okay.
I went to
want to hear it now, though.
But I know. You know, Pastor. You see how he bring it back, though. He recycled it.
But it's good shit.
Go ahead.
I went to the Nikki Experience.
Okay. All right.
The Nikki Experience.
Why wasn't I told?
I'm just saying. No,
Nikki.
I'm sure. Oh, my God.
Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't so I get the memo?
She wanted the memo.
Dang, Nikki, I wanted to come.
We ain't do it last time.
Oh. Why you looked at me? I had nothing to do with this.
Anyway, she had a mixer event.
Uh-huh.
Regarding, you know, pussy.
Uh-huh.
You know, and there was a discussion about, you know, just more not political, but more of the spiritual aspects of vagina.
The pom-pom.
The spiritual aspects of vagina.
That's right. You
I
know,
believe in that.
There's a sacredness when it comes to the panani.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. You're using my word. You're using my word. I like that.
And a couple of our guests that were there mm-hmm. are also here.
Oh, you was there at the panani fest?
Oh, yes. We're going to find out the insights on that. That'll be coming up shortly. We definitely got to talk about that.
Juanita. Juanita, what? Wave.
Juanita, she's like, I'm waving.
I don't know about the Panani Fest.
Are we going to definitely find out what happened?
Josie's boy, our erotic artist.
Hey, Josie.
Who's going to might do something really wonderful tonight.
I know.
That's going to be exciting. So please tune in and see what happens, what goes down.
And call your peoples and tell them to tune in and then tweets to tell them to tune in and then Instagram to tell them to tune in. Just everybody just tune in. To them.
Yes, but anyways, we're going to get into some more stuff, but we're definitely going to toss it over to Fly Girl.
Yes.
DJ Fly Girl, yo, you take it on in. Trip Radio Show, Real Rose, Will BK, CelebrityXO.com, CelebrityXOXOX, Coco in the building. Ow.
Everybody in howl, let me see your hands up. Everybody in howl, let me see your hands up. Everybody in howl, let me see your hands up. Right now, hands up, hands up. Everybody in howl, let me see your hands up. Everybody in howl, let me see your hands up. Everybody in howl, let me see your hands up. Right now, hands up, hands up. Everybody in howl, let me see your hands up. Everybody in howl, let me see your hands up. Everybody in howl, let me see your hands up. Right now, hands up, hands up. Everybody in howl, let me see your hands up. Everybody in howl, let me see your hands up. Everybody in howl, let me see your hands up. Right now, right now. Get off of the room.
Everybody in hole, let me see your hands up. Everybody in hole, let me see your hands up. Everybody in hole, let me see your hands up. Right now, hands up, hands up. Everybody in hole, let me see your hands up. Everybody in hole, let me see your hands up. Everybody in hole, let me see your hands up. Right now, hands up, hands up. Everybody in hole, let me see your hands up. Everybody in hole, let me see your hands up. Everybody in hole, let me see your hands up. Right now, hands up, hands up. Everybody in hole, let me see your hands up. Everybody in hole, let me see your hands up. Everybody in hole, let me see your hands up. Right now.
Said and done, I'm owning it all. I know you think it's just rap, just this, just that. Right, nah, baby, this my life. Wanna have fun for a night? Then just
loosen up your body till you come undone. Loosen up your body, baby, come undone. Loosen up your body till you come undone. Loosen up your body, baby, come undone.
Oh, my, looking like a good, good time. Don't disguise the way you wanna love tonight.
Off in Casacampo, who would have thought DK? Down in Key Largo, you know I'm on that sticky. Icky, 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 icky. Don't do it much, but when I do, I'm gone. Don't take it all off, keep your heels and thong. I'm on me, that turns me on. Now just listen to the song and
loosen up your body till you come undone. Loosen up your body, baby, come undone. Loosen up your body till you come undone. Loosen up your body, baby, come undone.
Oh, my, my, looking like a good, good time. Don't disguise the way you wanna love tonight. Oh, my, my, hook you with a brand new high. Don't be shy, I just wanna live tonight.
Have a $250,000 on me right now. Hard to make a song about something other than the money. Two things I'm about to talk and blunt and staying blunt. Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose change. All white like a mood things. Niggas see me rolling and they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, I got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you undercover. I could probably make some steps, sisters fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with the truffle butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tell them niggas we ain't hiding from it.
I'm still a highest selling female rapper for the record. Man, this is 65 million single soul. I ain't gotta compete with a single soul. I'm good with the ballpoint game, finger roll. Ask me how to do it, I don't tell a single soul. Pretty women, what's up? Is your hair right now? You a stand up or is you in your chair right now? Do you
you hear me? I can't let a whack nigga get near me. I might kiss the baddest bitch if you damn it. I ain't never need a man to take care of me. Yo, I'm in that big boy, bitches can't rent this. I floss every day, but I ain't a dentist. Your whole style and approach, I invented. And I ain't taking that back, cause I meant it.
Keep $1 million smile. LOL to the bank, checking my account. Bank teller flirting after checking my account. Pretty ladies, are you here? Trouble butter on your pussy. Cuddle buddies on the low. You ain't gotta tell your friend that I eat it in the morning. Cause she gon' say I know. Can I hit it in the bathroom? Put your hands on the toilet. I put one leg on the tub, girl. This my new dance move. I just don't know what to call it. But bitch, you dancing with the stars. I ain't nothing like your last dude. What's his name? Not important. I bought some cocaine, took your snort air. She became a vacuum. Put it on my dick like carpet. Suck the white off white chocolate. I'm so heartless, thoughtless, lawless, and flawless, smallest, regardless, largest, and charging, born in New Orleans. Get killed for Jordan, skateboard, I'm gnarly. Drake, Tunch, and Barbie, you know.
Goons in the club, case something jumps off. You back up for the high, but the pump's off. In the graveyard is where you get dumped off. All we wanna do is party. And buy everybody at the bar Bacardi. Black Barbie dressed in Bacardi. I'm trying to leave in somebody's Ferrari. Spread love, that's what a real mob do. Keep it gangster, look out for the people. I'm the wicked bitch of these. You better keep the peace. Or out come the breeze. We the best, still is room for improvement. Our presence is felt like a black people movement. 7/4 to 8, back to back. And I'm sitting on chrome, 7 times
set us for my beats. With the Bentleys, the Hummers, the Benz. Escalate swings in the H-Bends. Jumping out the Jaguar with the Tens. Keep your bread up.
He rep the boys. If you rep your hood, just make some noise. Got my eye on the guy in the orange coat. Don't he know Queen B got the ill deep throat? Let me show you what I'm all about. How I make a Sprite can disappear in my mouth. Shake up the dice, throw down your ice. Bet it all, play your fucking dice. Money ain't a thing, throw it out like rice. Been around the world, cop the same thing twice. Rub on my tits, squeeze on my ass. Give me some step on the gas. Pop the cork and roll up the hash. You know what we about, sex, drugs, and cash.
This is for my beats, with the Bentley, the Hummers, the Benz. Escalade, 23-inch rims. Jumping out the Jaguar with the Timbs. Keep your bread up and live good. East Coast, West Coast, worldwide. All my players in the hood stay fly. And if you ball at the meeting, you say bye, bye.
Into the world of the Playboy pinup girl, butt naked. Dressed in nothing but pearls. You wanna meet me cause you know I'm freaky. And you wanna eat me cause you say I'm sexy. Got a man in Japan and a dude in Tahiti. But maybe sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends that's pretty. Chicks by the layers, all different flavors. Mafioso, that's how this thing go. Now everybody come get me the lingo. Shake your body, body, move your body, body. On the dance floor, to bring your body, body.
hollows, I touch that. When it come to getting paid for my life stack, chickens I won, dudes go and wife that. Then I go expose them and show them this how we live. Hey, mommy know we hold it, cause both of us got a six act. Rockefeller, the crew, you know we do it like that.
Wow, what is up, what is up, what is up? Yes, you guys are listening to the Trip Radio Show. Turn of Means of Psychedelic Masturbation. Sorry for not.
You can't see me.
Well, hold on. Oh, wait, hold on. Well, can you turn the camera a little bit just to the. No, not the stick. Hold on for a second. Everyone is seeing. Yes. All right. Sorry for the technical glitches, guys. But this is the Trip Radio Show. I turn to me psychedelic masturbation. If you saw that weird big head, that was Will BK.
Yes.
In the building. Taking
Come
a
on,
look.
Will.
All right. Having his own little time. But we having a good time tonight because it's going to be an interesting night. We just getting started. If you missed out just a few minutes ago, we was just basically covering over a little bit of things about how everybody's week's been. But now we're going to get into some juicy gossip with some trippy news. Yes, correspondent Coco from CelebrityXO.com is here to speak
hey
to us.
Hey, guys. Ow. As she said, I'm Coco, repping CelebrityXO.com. Make sure you tune in and follow us on Periscope, Twitter, Instagram at CelebrityXOXOX. So we're going to give you the latest on what's going on. So as you know, there's doctors going around killing lions. R.I.P. to Cecile, the lion from Zimbabwe.
Oh, man.
Cecil.
Yeah, that's the brother. You said Cecile.
Oh, like Cecile. I'm like Panamanian. I'm sorry. I said Cecile. I'm Panamanian. Forgive me. Oh. You said Cecile. Cecile.
That's right, right.
Cecil.
Us Leos are very sensitive.
American.
Cecile. Yeah.
Cecil.
Yeah. They're coming out. They already came after him, which is messed up. They already came for his brother.
Yeah.
He tried to take care of the rest of the herd, his family, his kids, like a good brother would, you know?
But R.I.P. to the lion. Mm. We love you, lion. Don't kill the lions. Don't do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Don't do stuff like that. Anyway.
Yes, please protect the lion. The cats.
Yes, shout out to all the cats out there.
Yes, Leo.
We're about to get up to that level. They shut you down, bro. Mother. They took two of you down.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Takes
you
a nation of hunters.
You need to get that fixed. But also, we're having a good night. We're gonna have some interesting things.
Remember the movie The Four Brothers with Tyrese and
Donnie Wahlberg.
What's his other name?
White Boy?
No, Marky Mark.
Mark Wahlberg.
Anyway, there's a sequel coming out to that. Tyrese gave us a little hint on Instagram.
Okay.
So that should be dope and very interesting.
Yes.
Also, in like divorce news, kind of sort of, Ben Affleck is allegedly dating the ex-nanny, which is like super weird and like uncalled for. I don't know why he would want to do that.
Uh-huh. Why not fuck the nanny?
Didn't Arnold Schwarzenegger do that?
Yeah, he fucked his nanny. Yeah. My mentor always told me fuck the help. But the help got the best pussy.
Jennifer. That's no bueno, doll face. Do what you need to do, honey. Because I don't know about that.
The help got good pussy. I don't know what y'all talking about.
What is with you and people got good pussy? We going to talk about the all different types of vaginas. Do you know there's 10 different types of vaginas?
Jesus.
We're going to get into that.
I already probably gotten all of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Lord.
We'll see.
Also,
we'll put you to the test.
All right. We'll start with you.
So, remember last week we ended up playing Safari song like
Yes. Shout out to Safari.
However that may go, Safari ran into TMZ.
Yes.
And he had a message for Nicki Minaj. Mm. And Meeks Millie.
Mm.
He said he wants you to get off his dick.
Which one?
Safari wants Nicki and Meeks to get off his dick.
What are they on his dick? They act like he's seriously.
Guys, what are y'all
that's
talking
why she
about?
Missed
you
him.
Just
said, I didn't she can't even laugh. She missed him. That's why. That's all it is. She's missing him.
I need to see what y'all is saying.
Yeah, shout outs to Jose Lopez 84. Thanks for joining, everybody. Thanks for joining in. It's the Trip Radio Show, CelebrityXO.com. Coco got some scoopy, yeah, some real trippy news going on.
Also, you remember the university cop who allegedly killed, not allegedly, he killed Samuel DuBose. Let me rephrase that from allegedly.
Uh-huh. Shh. Got people allegedly from Brazil. That's what's up. Brazil. Allegedly. I love you.
Suck my titties.
No. Ignore Will. You guys. Ignore him. He's so rude.
No. Oh, God.
How rude.
However, the cop who killed Sam DuBose, he is out on bond. They gave him $1 million bond.
Oh,
that's kind of weird, right?
It is very weird, but you know
murder?
What? I mean,
and you can go on Celebrity XOXOX to see the actual footage of him. Please, 18 or older. It's very graphic.
For those that don't pay attention to current events, what was the circumstance why he ended up in jail in the first place?
He stopped him.
Uh huh.
And I think he had a bottle of liquor on him. He did have a bottle of liquor at him.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted him to get out the car, but the guy didn't want to get out the car.
Oh.
So he was kind of was like now driving away. However, you know, when cops is driving away, you're supposed to like, you have his information, so you could have kind of like let him go.
Right.
Because you called it in. You didn't have to pull your weapon. It's not to say he was a murderer.
Yes.
But you know what? Let me ask you a question. Put yourself in that same position as a cop. You're telling this motherfucker get out.
But I'm not gonna pull my Will. He didn't deserve to die.
I agree with you.
He didn't deserve to die.
I agree
like,
with you.
Like even if I was a cop, if I'm telling him get out, and I'm like get out, and he chose to pull off. I still have his license plates and everything.
Right.
Boo boo, you going down regardless.
But
if it's not today, tomorrow, you going down.
But he could be wanted.
He wasn't.
But he didn't know that at the time. The cop didn't know that at the time. He just drove off.
I'm just saying,
he could have been. Look, it'd been a lot of shit.
It's tricky.
I'm just saying.
It's tricky.
But it's tricky.
It's tricky.
But still.
Yeah. No, okay.
Tricky.
Well.
Could've
well.
Could have been.
Well. Yeah. What's up? What else been
also,
going on, love?
Zylan Roof, who also really well. Get your life right now.
You nasty.
Like, come on, digging in people's nose. All up in the video, all up in the record.
Yeah.
Nasty self. Like, yeah.
Come to the trip.
We're sorry about that.
Anyway,
just a little
just
disgusting.
Digging up in people's nose.
We got Dylan a lot of Roof, disgusting things.
Remember Dylan Roof, who did the 9 murder in Charleston?
Yeah.
He wanted to plead guilty, and the law wouldn't let him plead guilty. Have
wow.
y'all ever heard of that crap?
Yeah, uh-huh.
He wanted to plead guilty, but y'all going to talk about something he can't plead guilty.
They're making
anyway.
A statement. Which is messed up.
Well, I guess. But in some good news now, let's turn into a little positivity. Congratulations to Ice-T and Coco.
Oh,
expecting a baby girl.
Yes,
they let us know via on a Fox show. They had a live sonogram
on
their show. The couples have a dope show on Fox. You guys should really, really check it out.
Baby
Ice-T
and Coco.
They're
going to
name her Chanel.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
you
nice.
Get it? Her mom, Coco. Daughter, Chanel. Coco Chanel.
Oh,
that's like
so they're going to have a smaller cup.
I can't.
I'm just saying.
I can't.
Not a smaller cup.
I can't.
Iced tea, like a smaller cup of tea.
I can't.
Small cup of tea.
But Coco was really funny because she really said, she was like, I don't want my daughter to be nothing like me.
Oh, wow.
She said, I want her to go to Upton's way. And it's so funny because Iced tea was just like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Coco, we know, okay, it's okay. Right. We know it's a little dirty in your background, but you're human, boo boo.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all right, as you should.
And then she's a mommy, so it's different now. She has a being in her belly. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, but she's in love with her husband, so she's married.
Yeah,
so
she been wanting to have
kids.
Yeah,
she did want to have kids.
Didn't that one time that they got in some shit because it seemed like somebody was bragging that he smashed her while he was married or something like that 3 years ago? Coco.
What?
It was an old story. It was a story.
A couple people who probably still go around
the
saying,
other Coco, the COCO.
Because I'm KOKO.
Not two Coco.
Yeah, because there's a couple of them. I don't know. There's might be a few things. But, you know, we ain't going to go about that because we ain't talking about me.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we're talking about the people then.
Ow.
Anywho.
What else been happening,
also, congrats to the Facebook founder, Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh,
and his wife are expecting as well.
Everybody just popping babies. They not even playing out here.
They just shooting up the club.
That's right. It's the summertime. You know what? That's summertime what is making baby season. So
as they should. Also, making congrats babies. To
or
Ashley. Congrats to Ashley Simpson and Yvonne Ross.
Yes.
They had a baby girl. They named her Jagger Snow Ross. Mm.
Jagger Snow.
Yeah, that's the baby name.
Yeah.
Jagger.
That's Diana Ross' son. He's married to Ashley.
Yeah,
Simpson.
Yeah, yeah. That's been a long. Oh, that's shit. An old story. Oh, you. Oh, you. Yo, late.
You know, I don't follow that.
And
kind
I
of
be
mess.
Late on stuff. You late.
I don't care.
No, you're
I
real
don't
late.
Care about Mara? That.
Shout out.
But no, you
late.
If her pussy's not supreme like it should be, then
oh
I don't give
gosh.
A fuck.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no. Pun intended.
Her panani is not supreme as it should be. Anywho. We're going to find out what makes a supreme pussy very short. Oh, did I just say it?
Ooh, oh, yes, you did. Oh, Rose had the P word.
Wow. Wow. Thank you.
Will made it
Thank
happen.
You.
He made
Thank
it
you.
Happen. I did not.
Yes. Thank you.
I swore Poom Poom was in my head and the other word came
now Poom
out.
Poom's in her head.
No,
wow.
Shout out to Rose.
She finally
said it.
Yeah,
wow.
She finally said it. My gosh. All right, y'all got me. Y'all got me.
Also, but in the kind of bad news, Tammy Roman, she had a miscarriage.
Oh. Basketball wife.
She also was on Marriage Boot Camp, but she was going to fight Kendra, y'all. Y'all seen that episode. If you didn't, you need to go watch it, because Kendra was like, what's up? Which is Hank, you know, Kendra Hank.
Uh-huh.
Allegedly slept with the transgender, but you know, we ain't going to say that, because you know they're trying to resolve their lives.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to keep it clean for them.
The transgender?
That's what I just said.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying. I was going to say
this.
Why you
want to confirm even...
No, wait.
We just want to confirm even louder.
He's like, the trans agenda. You want to write the word?
Also, in breakup news, Gwen Stefani has filed a divorce for her husband, Gavin Moses.
I like them together.
I did too. Everybody did.
And when you think it's a happy, you know, relationship, it don't be.
Yeah.
Sad, but you know.
Also, Reba McEntire and her husband, Narvel Blackstock. Remember, they've been married for 26 years. Yeah. Now they're getting divorced as well.
Well, tie my ankle and call me
right
doggy.
Now.
Everybody's
yeah.
On that breakup to
then, y'all, people on Page 6 on the Daily News, going to take our little trifling selves and go and tell that story and talk about Will and Jada was going to get a divorce.
We not.
Now they got all up in the videos, all up in the record, writing that blogs, writing all them stories. Nope, we did not, because we ain't believe it. And then Will came and shed it all down with a tweet. No, or Facebook or tweet.
Is it?
I can't
it?
Remember. Like, I gotta go look, y'all.
He did it on social media.
He did it on social media.
Uh-huh.
He basically confirmed, like, we ain't breaking up, people.
Who?
We're together. Will Smith.
They always keep saying that
they said that they really, really, like, really broke up.
I think they just get into arguments and the paparazzi see any little thing and they automatically go into, you know how black love is when you get with your lover and you get mad and you be like, I hate you. Don't talk to me.
Guys,
paparazzi look at that and they're like, oh, they done. It's over.
Guys, I was trying to, like, break it down to y'all, but I don't know what's going on. Anywho, however, but that's what happened. Also... Uh-huh. As we all know,
okay. Wait, go ahead.
We're waiting for you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was talking about you.
We had a little.
I was like, okay,
maybe. People probably thought that camera was frozen. No, your screen is not frozen. We froze.
Also, we did froze. Yeah, sorry. However, I know y'all guys all know about the Sandra Bland situation.
Uh-huh.
We kind of got a leaked story from Anonymous. It's a group of people that's going around called Anonymous, and they're doing everything possible to find out information about Sandra Bland.
Mm.
However, they leaked everybody who worked in that precinct information, their name, their address, their position, their salary, everything. When I say everything.
Yo, let me tell you something.
Everything.
When Coakland here, when she told me.
Oh, he's gonna say call me Crookland. He's so
no,
shady.
No, Coakland.
Even worse.
Coco.
Even worse.
Coakland.
Okay.
You don't like Coakland?
Boo boo. Let's go.
I'm just saying, you know, when Coco, I just like Coco. I mix up the names. Uh-huh.
Oh, and just really quick before you continue, well,
in the background, yes.
We're actually getting the body painting started at this moment, everyone. So you guys will definitely be having a wonderful show. This is going to be interesting because we always like to have a show going on as we're giving a show. So therefore, if you're tuning in, yes, we're going to have a nice little entertainment.
That's our muse, Sexy Camille.
Yes.
She is popping. Make sure you guys follow her, honey.
Okay.
She is into the sexual beam.
Yeah, you're just like totally like y'all threw me out.
Y'all see her?
That's like. Okay, we're just going to, you know, so. It's...
All right.
Okay. Yeah, but what that sexy Camille, our new Camille, come and say show the people them your sexiness. Periscope, that is Camille. Camille, let them know where they can follow you, sexy.
You can follow me on Instagram. I don't have Facebook. Instagram and Twitter, Camille LaFleur, that's with a C.
Wow.
C-A-M-I-L-L-E. L-A-F-L-A-R-E.
We got a lot of hearts for you, love.
Mm-hmm. It's all about your sexy t-shirt. Girl, y'all gotta go to the page and see the sexiness in her pictures. And I ain't gonna tell y'all anymore. Just go check out.
Yeah, take a
Camille.
Look.
Go take a look. Look. Take a look. Take
yes,
a look.
Yes.
But as I was letting you guys know. Well,
Oh, damn. I mean, you're just like, I was about that. And then I was like, oh, by the way, there's flowers that we want to talk about. I'm about to talk about something. Never mind now, because I just ruined the moment.
What you mean?
Because that was just the perfect segment. And then I was going to do what I was going to do. And then you're supposed to announce it after. But since you announced it, then it's like, how do you get back to something serious after you just interrupted with something? Never mind.
Okay. Damn, okay. we just switched up the mood. God,
I got it. I got it. How, in other news, if you want to see the list of the officers and their phone numbers and how much they get paid, which they get big money, you guys have to go to celebrityxo.com.
No, fuck that. Fuck that, Coco. You know why? Because let me tell you, I'm going to read a couple of these names. That's on the list, that's on Celebrity XO. If you wanted the whole complete list, you go to her page, and they got all the shit. But I've got a couple of people I'm going to name. Here are two of the officers that was out there, who was part of the arresting officers that was out there with Sandra Bland.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you a couple of their names right now. Mm. One is... Officer James Joel Goodson.
Ooh.
He's a corporal of special operations out there. His phone number, 281-933-5034.
Damn.
That's James Joel Goodson.
Oh, you gonna say it again?
Corporal of special operations, 281-933-5034.
Ow.
One more. Officer Jonathan Rom, that's R-O-M.
Uh-huh.
Deputy Sheriff, 786-250-3455. Those are these two officers' phone numbers that was part of the arresting party of Sandra Bland.
But it's a whole list.
But there's a list.
Yes.
If you want to know what they're going to need to do, Coco.
Go to celebrityxo.com.
We name names on this motherfucker.
We're leaking out everything.
I'm saying.
Put it out all on the table. We don't care.
In a couple of weeks, we're going to be pushing Justice or Else.
Oh.
So we're going to...
We're gonna make things happen. That's what we like to do. We like
politics
to make
politics and all of that.
Yes, all of that. All of that. All of that.
Okay, you got me hot.
We're gonna get you more hot. R.I.P. to Bobby Christina. She was laid to rest. However, her funeral expenses was handled by Tyler Perry.
Right.
Well, thanks. Shout out to Tyler Perry. I know the family, the Brown family, was very grateful that you did that. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. Also, they're now trying to say that her death was homicide. They're trying to file manslaughter charges against her boyfriend, which is Nick Gordon.
Right.
Nick Gordon pleaded to Bobby Brown to try to come to the funeral. You know, Bobby Brown refused that. You're not coming. So I guess we're going to watch
the scene. Would you have let him?
No.
I wouldn't have you.
No.
fuck that.
Rose, you'll let him?
Let what?
Would you let Nick Gordon come to Bobby Christina's
funeral?
I'm still trying to understand how it is very similar to her mother's death, yes. But it's so quickly. I always am the type of person that I don't want to always blame the boyfriend or the man.
But he was abusive, though. It reports the story. She was going to tell publicly he was abusing her because she was tired of it. And she only had told one friend.
Oh, wow.
And he killed her because he overheard that conversation.
Allegedly.
No, we can't say. We're not saying. Or no, I don't think no one's saying Nick Gordon was the one that caused her to die.
Right.
However, his actions contributed
to her death.
That's why they're going to file manslaughter charges against him.
Oh, wow.
Because if that shit is true, all the hell he caught.
Yep. Also, it's also in big discussion about her estate. Like, who does it go to?
I'm sure it's going straight to the grandparents.
That's going to Sissy.
Come on now.
That's not even a question.
Bobby definitely don't have no hands on that whatsoever. Yeah, so. Also, there is a lady.
Uh huh.
I'm trying to get, oh my God, like, why didn't I write her? Anyway, there's a lady that's going around and saying that she is the real Cookie Lion. Her name is Sophia Eggleston.
Uh-huh.
And she wrote a book.
Cookie and from Empire?
She's basically like the real Cookie. Like, she worked for Coke. She was in jail for a hitman. She's been in jail for Medicaid fraud. She's been in jail for selling drugs. Like, she's been in jail, like, for basically everything.
Are you
and
serious?
And she said she pitched her story. She pitched her story to Lee Daniels.
Uh-huh.
And he basically turned around and used it and didn't give her no money.
Oh, wow.
Like, she's, like, the real Cookie. Like, everybody in Detroit is comparing her name to the real Cookie Lyons. Because she wrote a book while she was, I think she was in jail.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Lions.
She's going to get money for that. She's going to get hush money. They're going to probably give her hush money.
Because Lee Daniels is technically from Chicago. Detroit, right? Lee Daniels from Detroit, ain't he?
Well, I don't know. It's motherfucking dangerous cities over there.
So I mean, how do people think they're not going to get caught? Thanks for joining the Trip Radio Show. How are people thinking that they're not going to get caught, you know, when you're taking someone's store, especially when they put something out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing about it is that there's so many loopholes when it comes to product, know, infringement. You know, it's like the thing with what's your man, a singing white boy, Robin Thicke.
Yeah,
right. you know, and he tries to convince somebody. Well, you know, the beat might be off a little, the pitch might be off a little bit, or the. That's not in that one. In this and the other one, it was. They try to go around the little intricacies of it to make it seem like it's so different.
Uh huh.
And it's the same thing with stories. I mean, ideas and stories. People are judging. It's not quite the same. She might have been from Detroit. Well, this person's not from Detroit. She's actually from Chicago.
Right.
And she really didn't go to jail for Medicaid fraud. She went to jail for Medicare fraud.
Movies is a little bit easier than when it's with music.
But she's been really in jail. Like, the Cookie Lion set up everybody in Detroit because she's so big in the game and getting in trouble.
Uh-huh.
They were like, yo, Cookie is you. Like, she wore the full
Well, here's the only way she...
The whole glamour, glitz thing, so.
The only way that she would win this case if she is the fact that she has a book.
Yeah.
If she just was like, yo, everybody in the hood know me, this is what I was going through.
That wouldn't
fly by. And especially if the book came out before the show.
Uh-uh.
If the book came out even a month ago before the show, she got that case.
Yeah,
so,
pretty much.
Good luck to her. I appreciate it. Yes. When you copyright something, get it all done properly. Yes. Let's just tell you that much.
Also on The View, Kelly Osbourne said something a little crazy and had everybody looking at her a little crazy. They were talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And she kind of made a mistake and said, Donald Trump, if you don't want basically Mexicans here, who's going to clean your toilet?
Oh, wow.
When you say that?
On The View.
Oh, wow.
you need to be following, like,
Celebrity XO.
Yeah. Celebrity XO, XO.
XO, X, like, really will post it.
I do.
Yeah.
I only like, yeah.
And, Rosie Perez gave her the grill look, like, but she was caught off guard. But I don't think Kelly Osbourne meant it like that. That's what she's trying to say. She made a statement. She said basically she didn't, you know, she didn't mean it like that. I want to start by saying I always take responsibility for my action. In this particular case, I will take responsibility for my poor choice. So, you know, I don't really know.
All right. Well, that's what's up. Okay. So
looking for the juicy oozy.
Uh-huh. Well, oozy. Well, you know, that's like I said, that's our correspondent, Celebrity XO, Coco.
Oh, no, but we didn't talk about Drake.
No, we didn't get a chance to get in because we got to get in. It's 1 o'clock.
But we have to talk about Drake before the show is over.
Drake and Meek Mill. Like, really?
We definitely.
All right, well, go ahead. All right.
No, we're going to get juicy. What was going on with Drake and Meek?
Y'all seen the turn up mess, I want to know, and everything. Drake is at the Oval concert in Toronto, acting crazy, doing all type of Drake memes in the background. Uh-huh. It was just ridiculous. Drake, then it turned around to be a shooting there at the after party.
Wow.
So it's just been really crazy. I just want to say the hip hop, you guys need to really tune it down. It's really not that necessary for
it
us
really
to be
isn't.
Killing each other. At all whatsoever.
Let's talk about that at the end some more, because I want to go a little bit more into that, because it seems like there's more to it.
It is, but you already know.
Well, we're going to come back to that, because I definitely want to know a little bit more, because I know Will is on that, too. This is the Trip Radio Show. We're going to toss it off to the DJ Fly Girl up in the building, CelebrityXO.com, Coco, giving us the latest stuff going on the Trippy News. Ow! Tune in.
I'm your tiger. You got the wrong impression. But not for long. But not for long.
Not for long.
But not for long.
Not for long.
But not for long.
Not for long.
But not for long.
Yeah.
This my new shoe. I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways. Three ways, seven different formats. Plus she's no oblate, but I make that walk with some cheesecake. Yeah. I'm the coldest nigga I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it. I don't lie, I'm a dude too conceited. I told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like, yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo. I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around, put them both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie hero, let the roof at home. We poppin' like, hey, yo, hey,
we poppin' like,
hey, but don't be acting like I need you.
I'm in the rose, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. Yeah. I'm tryna Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing. Rehabilitation just had me worried about money. Decision making, only worried about stunning. She worried about me, her nigga worried about cuffing. I wanna see her body. Then she said, get inside of me. I wanna feel you, baby.
Yeah.
Just bring the animal right out of me. Especially when I go down on her. Now we fucking, she thuggin', getting loud. Cause we poppin' like,
hey, yo. All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like, hey, yo. I'ma take her out down, she bring her friend around. I'm both like, hey, yo. I'm a bougie hero, let the roof at home. We poppin' like,
hey, yo, hey,
we poppin' like,
hey,
but don't be
right.
Actin' like I need you.
And let a thug hit it. You ain't gotta get dressed or do your hair, girl, I got 24 hours, 24 hours, it's just me and you, I got 24 hours.
sleep, then get some sleep. Wake up, then do it again. Girl, don't hide it from me. You should be the type to provide it to me. And let a thug hit it. You ain't gotta get dressed or do your hair, girl. I got 24 hours. 24 hours. It's just me and you. I got 24 hours.
Waffle House, three cell phones, still nothing to talk about. Might pull your girl with a head nod. I used to off white like eggnog. My baby mama better than his R&B home. Tower on the floor looking through the peephole. I ask him who is it, they say room service. Give me 1 minute, she get a room service.
Damn.
South side, now we're on the west side. Still got a whole closet full of reptiles. The nigga ain't hard, he a reptile. And I just beat it up, I need a hand towel.
Provide it to me and let a thug hit it. You ain't gotta get dressed or do your hair, girl. I got 24 hours. 24 hours. It's just me and you. I got 24 hours.
She got her hair in the wind, eyebrows on fleek, 1-5, Bonnie and Clyde, Nikki and Meek. I gave her keys to the condo, keys to the Jeep. Say you jingling, baby, gave her the whole damn fleet.
I always ride for you, baby. And if shit get hard, you know I parade on the side of you, baby. Yeah, I met him in the dope game. He ain't had no name. Back when you can get a half or a whole thing.
Back when all we ever needed was the cocaine, bricks in the 600, why they call me Rogaine? 40 in the stid ash, fuck around and be roadkill with the top down, feeling like
my ambitions of a rider, rider, rider.
My ambitions of a rider,
rider, rider.
My ambitions of a rider, 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 rider. My ambitions of a rider.
Keep it gangster price, sit one of them cold things with you. Nah, I ain't mad at you. Get out of line, right? Throw a couple jabs at him.
Hero Dale probably throw a couple bags at you. In my Tupac voice, I ain't mad at you. Take the wheel, see if you can drive while I eat it. My fitted flew off, but I don't need it. Tell me what I need.
You need a bitch that's gon' blast, spend cash with you. Same time, fuck good, drop ass for you. Yeah, riding like ride, ride, ride. Eat the pussy like la, 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 la.
Why you gotta tell a nigga business? Fine nigga Friday, you know a nigga live this. Hit you with the helicopter tongue, then fuck you till the helicopter come.
My ambitions of a rider, rider, rider.
My ambitions of a rider,
rider, rider.
My ambitions of a rider, 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 rider. My ambitions of a rider, 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 rider.
Yeah, you ain't got no will, you ain't got no bottle. Let's just be honest, let's just be real. You ain't got no cash, you ain't got no dollar. They stay with that drama. Let's just be real. Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest, honest. Let's just be real. Let's just be real.
Just keep it real with your friends. You the only nigga here feeling yourself. Walking in, bitches start filming and sitting with a man, thotty ass still grinning. It's time. Feel like I'm in a comic. I don't give a fuck, bitch, with or without a condom. Fat Joe pockets lean back like a recliner. I'm in this. Representing Westside. A lot of people try to tell me I'm the next guy. Back gang got it tatted by my left eye. Chain gang over here, no neckties. But you know I'm all about the business from beginning to the end. And never simping, never slipping, sipping P-A-T-R-O to the end. And if I'm in the building, know it's
just be real.
Slow down, back, back. It's enough to go around, back, back. Been drinking like you thirsty. How you make it to my section in the first place? Nah, I ain't tripping, shit is not enough. They say it ain't tricking if you got it. Bitch, I'm a boss like Gotti. Rock time forward and I still pop my. Roll up, good Cali, lottie dottie. It's just me and all my homies at your door like the shiny. Feel like can't nobody stop me. I'm a hot nigga. And the bitch that I'm with, no, she hot stuff. Pull up in the Hot Wheels, ball and get your hops up. If you got a problem, hotline 911, but we'll never call the cops. For real,
you call anyone you want. I'ma kill them all better on. Said we the only ones that stunt now. Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest.
Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest. We all know the deal. So let's just be honest. Let's just be real.
Did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. From the bottom to the top of my lifestyle. Nigga, living life like a beginning. This is only beginning. Nigga, I'm on the top of the mountain, puffing on clouds. And nigga, still beginning. Million five on a Visa card. 100 bands, still look like some fucking ties. Nigga, serving great white like I'm feeding sharks. I won't do nothing with the bitch, she can't even get me hot. Something wrong with the pussy. Even though I ain't gonna hit it, I'ma still make sure that she does shit. Cause wait, me and my your bitch, you're performing. I do this shit for my daughters and all my sons, bitch. I'm running random bands off, take out they funds, bitch. I got a mom's bitch, she got a mom's bitch. I got sisters and brothers to feed. I ain't gone, I like no idiot, I'm a OG.
Did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. Came straight from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
On clouds and niggas still beginning. Still screaming for the other side.
For the nigga, for the nigga.
I'ma ride for my nigga, hey.
Convoy.
And I'ma die for my nigga, hey.
Convoy.
I ain't gonna feel nothing on my niggas, hey.
No way, no way.
Nigga couldn't see me if they had a genie. Woo. I'm living my life like Beanie. R.I.P. my brother Beanie. I stacked them right to the ceiling. Now these niggas can't beat me. Right. I just might wake up one Chanel and these bitches can't see me. Woo. I'm in a whole nother league.
I ain't got A's, but I swear to God I'ma bleed.
On top of these BGs. God told me they can never stop me, so they ain't gon' stop me.
I'm in that carpet with baby mommy, get sloppy toppy.
I'm bleeding red like a devil, I see these bitches plotty. They wanna know how I got healed and I didn't finish college.
Did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. Came straight from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Baby, won't you come my way? Got something I want to say. Can I keep you on my bed? But first off, I'ma start by saying this. All hands out, if you think you can take my bitch. And I'm too turned when I shoot, swear I won't miss. Baby, won't you come? Something you should know. I don't ever chase no hoes. Spotted you, you had that girl. Watch me pull out all this dough. Take you where you want to go. Flexing on your ex, I know. He ain't never take you out. Barely even left your house. How dare that nigga run?
How y'all doing? We are back. Fun and fresh than ever. I can't even. Where's my cell phone? I gave you my cell phone, Will. Where'd it go? Oh, right. There we go. What's up, everyone? It's the Trip Radio Show. Alternative means of psychedelic masturbation. I got my little, my coffee juice, sort of. My little hyper intention right now. And I'm going to have a little good time. What? Turn around which way? What, facing you? You want it to face you? You got to double tap it, love. Hey. What? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, double tap.
If you guys tuning in, we also have CelebrityXO.com. They are also tuned in as well. We having our own little good time. Yes.
Lifestyle.
She said, I don't even got my headset.
Is that right? But we hear you.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Will is invisible, as you can see. He had a magic trick. Magic trick. I love it. Oh. Wait, what'd you do? What was that? I heard somebody's voice on the
DJ
was that you?
In the world.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, anywho. That's you.
Oh, I know.
I know. I'm like.
I'm sorry about
the invisible, that. The invisible Will BK, who's not here sitting with us at this moment.
Ow.
But he's in the background, so he's going to be chilling anyways.
Yeah.
So let me scoot on to you, Coco. How we doing?
Remember we were talking about the new
Yes. I want to know what's going on with that.
They were shooting out places and all that crazy extra stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That seemed too much.
Yes.
Sit down. Make it about the music. We're doing too much.
That is
and right. And then 50 Cent and Ja Rule wanted to chime in.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
See, now that's a whole nother level. I know Ja Rule made a funny comment towards it, but, you know, he's like, I want to know which one's the Ja Rule of the group. That was hilarious when I saw that. That was pretty funny.
He really doesn't like that motherfucker.
Who?
Ja Rule, oh. I mean, Fitty really doesn't
Ja Rule
like.
Ja Rule said that, though, about himself. He's like, I wonder which one is the Ja Rule of the group.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
wow. He was, like, doing a little jokey joke, but you know how things happen.
I got to give a shout-out to DJ Fly Girl.
One of
my co-bloggers, Melissa Knows, says she knows you.
She said, yeah. What?
Shout Fly out Girl, were you talking to the mic, please?
She said, what's up, Melissa? You probably can't hear. She said, please tell her hi. Miss me somehow.
That's what's up. That is what's up.
Oh, God.
That is what's up. Yes.
Shoot.
Shout out DJ Fly Girl on the mix. Yeah, she's killing it right now.
I know.
Killing it really nice. Well, today we're going to get on our topic, and it's, of course, it's Vagina 101. Mm. So we got quite a few things that I did want to cover. I don't know if you guys know, there's like 10 different types of vaginas in the world. Mm. Did you guys know that?
10 different type of vaginas.
Well, first of all, the G-spot was created in 1940. Did you guys know that was actually founded?
By Jesus Christ?
The G-spot. Jesus Christ.
There was always a G-spot.
No, it was always there, but no one had the name for it. So that was coming in the 1940s, a German guy.
I'm not my friend sitting
Grafendorf.
Hey, Juanita.
Yeah?
You want to sit over there with the ladies?
Yeah, Juanita, come talk about the vagina. Talk about vagina.
He's like, talk about vagina.
I like it. I can
see. If you're hearing him in the background, he's the invisible guy, and now he is visibly gone. On. Yeah. Yes, you see him right there. That's Will BEKAY in the building. Yes.
We're in the building.
Sweetheart, let the viewers know who you are, love. Yes.
Oh, my. You don't grab it too hard, baby. See what happens when it gets loose.
Hi, everyone. My name is Juanita. You can find me on social networks, WAHNITA. And I just want to give out a shout out to my family. I saw you on here.
Oh,
hey, Bobby.
That's
hey,
nice.
Mr. Cheeks. It's good.
Yes, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah. Well, it's just like behind the scenes. I'm loving this right now. I feel like we traded places. Well, I love it.
That's well said.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Copeland. Good boy, Will BK over
there. He's in the background. Yeah, we get a two shot up in this. But anywho, so yes, so I was just talking about the different, first of all, the G-spot was founded by a German researcher, okay, Grafenberg.
Like thank you, German.
He identified the G-spot. So even though it was there, he identified where exactly.
But did he call it that? What did he call it?
The G-spot.
Oh, he called it
yeah,
the
G-spot. Yeah, he's like.
Maybe G for German.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Hey, all right, do it for your country. Anyways, but there's 10 different types of poom-poom. I'm not going to say the word anymore.
You already said it.
I messed it up, but I'm going to say the poom-poom. So
Pussy.
Pussy.
Are you going to say it?
When you... Pumkash.
Pussy. What? The P word?
Yeah.
Punani?
The Punani. No, there we go.
No. I don't use that P word. I feel like if you use that P word, then people will want to beat the pussy up. And I
thank you
want
very much.
See, didn't I? That's no. just say that means right. like, for sex, I got to be in the moment, in the sex, if I'm going to say the P word. I just got to be in
so, the moment. So if you see a feline walking down the street, are you going to say, look at the Punani cat?
No, I'm going to say, look at the
kitty.
Look at the kitty.
I'm gonna say, look at the cat.
Look at the kitty. Come on now.
Hi, Boo Boo Kitty.
Shout out to the cat lovers out there.
I mean, what about just nicknames?
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
exactly.
Mine is Fiji.
Oh, that's really? Oh, okay. Why? I like that one.
So
that
you, was call a good your, one. You call your poo poo
Fiji. You know why, right? You know, Fiji is like the
Fiji. Isn't the Fiji in the Virgin Islands?
Sexy water. Well worth it, Walter. Oh,
isn't the Fiji in the Virgin Islands?
Oh, no, not at
so
all.
So you haven't been there before.
No, Fiji, shut your behind up.
Nicknames are better.
Yes, nicknames are better. I definitely agree to that. But anyway, here's the 10 different types of the poom poom. The first one is everyone knows, loose. But I give it a name. I had my own nickname for everything. Yeah, but I give my own nickname for it, and I call it the car wash sponge. You know how to loosely come. Was that
Your pussy's the car wash sponge?
No, the car wash sponge.
That gotta be, hold on, but that gotta be the loose clit. Like the clit is loose when it's loose like that.
Yeah, loosey,
but that doesn't mean the insides is loose. That's sometimes the shape of it.
No. I'm gonna tell you. We gonna get into that. But that one's like the loose.
So you got
lips.
So you got a sponge.
I call
so
it. It looks like a hero. It's like it's a turkey hanging out the hero.
Yeah. It's just that. It's just not happening. See. Ooh. So I call it the car wash sponge.
So you have. So you saying you have a loose pussy? Right?
Did I say that? I'm naming
said,
it.
But you said your pussy.
I'll
is
tell
like
you which one's mine, love. I'll tell you.
Mine. I already.
It kind of just does this.
It just does that. They not feeling anything. You might as well get out. There's always gushing, squishing. Yeah, that's the lucid. Oh, the lucid goosey, the lucid goosey.
I'm losing my mic.
Then we have the too tight. I call this the Botox. I think that if it's tight, I mean, everyone likes the tight, but then there's a different side. This is like extra, extra tight. Like no matter what you do, you can put as much lube, but this girl is extra, extra tight. So I call this the Botox. And then we have the... Well, you tell me which ones you've had. You could definitely answer that.
I had them all through all different generations.
Okay, well, okay. So have you also tried...
But I don't like... I don't really like...
Have you ever also tried the tiny vagina?
The tiny vagina?
I call this the mouse versus the elephant because, you know, it's a tiny vagina. You think you could conquer it, but it's stronger than you think, and it just goes right after you, and it's going and going and going.
The mouse or the elephant?
I call this the mouse versus the elephant because the elephant is the trunk, but they think they can handle the mouse, but they actually scared of the mouse. Yeah, so I call it mouse versus elephant.
I don't see the connect. Wait, but that
the
one,
mouse is the vagina.
You can't say that to a guy.
What? Well, guys get a little turned off.
Well, you know, guys.
Coco, you might be able to relate to this one.
Oh.
What the fuck is she talking about?
Okay. All right. I'm just saying the tiny vagina. Okay. See, when I'm trying to state facts, it's a problem. The tiny vagina is actually the most active vagina. You think it's small and it can't handle it, but it can handle big. I'm just saying, this is a fact.
I will hope your vaginas is very tight so it won't be loosey-goosey. It won't
be car wash loose.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's going to be tight like this.
Yes. So now we also got the other one we call the fat poom-poom. I call it the fat poom-poom.
And
some people call it the camel toe. The camel toe or the toasty oven.
I know.
Yes. The camel toe or the toasty oven. That's
what I call oven.
That. Yeah.
What are we? Eight? What the fuck is a toasty oven?
A toasty oven. I'm giving my own nickname. Don't come at me with my nicknames, okay? First of all, toasty oven, okay? It's toasty.
I don't want my pussy grilled.
Oh my God.
I don't want a microwave.
It's not a microwave. It's when you put your.
The fat
poom poom's out there.
Hey, ladies.
Now, this one, I didn't have a name for it because it had its own name, vagina. So that's that stank vagina. Apparently, there is some out there. I don't know of any.
Well, I mean,
but
Rose,
apparently.
I mean, you fixed that problem already, right?
Well,
I'm just asking.
He is such a shade. That's okay.
I'm just saying.
That's why he be messing with loosey gooseys. But anyways, it's the two. The other type is the two dry vagina. And yeah, you got some women there who are just extra dry, and it's just
that might be the guy's fault.
They're worse than a joke. It's just sad. Well, it's just dry.
Maybe the women are just too stuck up.
Nothing comes out.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. All right. And then they have the take forever to come. I call this the deer in headlights, or it could be the pillow. I've heard guys say they've messed with the pillows and they can't stand a pillow. So I would call them to take forever to come.
Where are you getting these names?
I'm just saying. Don't get mad.
No, we won't get mad.
I mean, Fly Girl, you're a female. Are you hearing these names?
I'm just saying. This is. I'm just saying. Then we have the birth control and medicated vagina. I didn't even know there is such thing, God. But there is a birth control medicated vagina where apparently it's when women say that they're on like some pills or whatever, so they just have no intention of having sex, period.
Do you go through that, Camille?
Wait.
Oh, never mind.
She's like, what? She's like,
Camille
excuse
me. Just getting old.
And then last but not least is the perfect pum pum. And the way they describe this is pretty much your soulmate who's going to love your pum pum for the way it is. So that's the perfect pum pum, and that's the 10 top different types of vagina.
Well, we want to know what kind of vagina you like.
What kind do you like, girl?
Well, Will doesn't get the perfect vagina because he's in every vagina. So therefore, I don't think he ever saw the last one.
Will knows the guys who like loose vagina.
Yeah, I know he do.
No. I don't have a problem with loose vagina.
Okay.
I don't want really tight pussy. I don't want to have to work extra. So I'll say.
You don't want no Botox.
Right. I don't want to like, oh my God, man. I gotta loot this and do this. I don't want to waste a whole lot of time.
So you don't want to do.
You're lazy.
I don't mind loose pussy. Loose pussy's good.
Loose pussy's good, really.
Loose pussy's good.
I know, right? Oh wow, that's a shocker.
I mean, you're a yoga girl. I mean, when you're a yoga girl,
when it's too loose, they don't feel anything, right? It's like who cares?
It's like you're just in the ocean, splashing water, all over.
It's like you just bobbing like that, and she ain't feeling
anything. Anytime we're in the pussy, it's like, oh shit. So, but there are certain pussies that stimulate.
Oh yeah,
for you think it will be right, girl?
I mean, they just doing something.
But this is your car because I like car.
Uh huh. Yeah,
this
that's
is
right.
Your car.
You can't use the mic.
I said this is your car.
This is your car.
No, this is more like that. Mine right here.
Okay. Well.
Oh my God.
However, I wanted to be like, you know, as a guy for my. What I think you want to feel a little bit of when
some
you
walls.
End.
Give
me five. You want some what?
Walls. You want to feel some walls.
Walls.
And then at the same time, while you're feeling the walls, you know you could.
Yeah, you
could
ride
clip
on
it.
Uh huh.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got it. That's
you
it.
Don't want to be.
What
no
you looking for?
Like Darth Vader.
I mean, it is what it is.
Lose vagina. Guys, y'all want to lose for JJ?
But guys don't care. That's why I tell women, guys don't care.
We do care.
Oh, my gosh. You might as well put your dick on Play-Doh. Like, I don't understand it. You might as
they
well
do,
just rub
I'm
the
sure.
shit up. The, I mean,
I'm
golly.
Sure they do all of that kind of stuff.
Gosh, but y'all like the lotion and the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying.
Y'all like that baby oil.
I mean, we're not entitled to. You just think just because we have pussy there that we're not entitled to some type of variety of it. You know, we like variety of pussy.
Okay.
You know, I mean, yeah, we like loose pussy. We like pussy where we ain't got to do a lot of work.
Okay.
You know, we like pussy that can curve it. We like people that can embrace our dicks.
Okay.
You know.
But a loosey pussy wouldn't. It wouldn't. Oh shit! I said it again.
There you go.
It's after that's the 1 o'clock hour. That's what happens. That's twice.
More than once.
My goodness.
Oh
my
God,
goodness.
Like that.
Yeah, we done turned him on this show.
Oh my God,
we just turned
like,
him on.
Like you can't see the grinding and this is and humping and stuff. However,
all on the mechanics, all on the mics.
What do y'all think? Do y'all like loosey goosey?
I mean,
or y'all like tidy whitey?
And the tidy whitey, she said.
Let us know.
I mean. I want to know.
I mean, you're a yoga girl. I mean, you got whining skills.
Well, I just have more awareness of the body, I would say.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Oh, shit, man. Uh-oh. Wait. Listen.
Take this
time.
Classy girl. Yes. Tell us a little bit about the body.
Well, I mean, awareness is just about relaxing in it and not thinking about it. Just mm-hmm. being in that moment, just mm-hmm. feeling what you can feel. And I guess that's what guys are good at. They're good at just being able to be in that moment and feeling what they can feel and being happy with it. You know, us as women, we just get all deep and we get into our feelings. But just breathe and enjoy that moment. That's all.
Well, this is a breathe and enjoy that moment. I got
that's
him on
it.
Camera.
What are you doing?
Talking all that extra mess.
Yeah. So you be splitting and stuff like that? You be splitting in the leg? Don't say nothing, boo. Don't even say nothing.
Ain't nobody talking.
Depending on what's going on.
Yes.
It depends on the person. So everyone doesn't get that. Some people can't handle that. You
know? So nasty. Oh my God. Yo, take a look at
everyone,
us on the Trip Radio Show.
Everyone can't handle that. So you can't what's do
up,
that.
What's up, everyone? How you doing?
Buddy.
Nasty soul. My goodness. No, but seriously, yeah. You know, well, you know, with doing yoga, that gets the body extra, how you call it? Extra flexible.
Yeah.
Does the energy, because I know from working out, the energy of sex is like definitely it entices it a lot. Definitely. You definitely want to do like
breathing exercises to raise your energy, if anything.
Yes.
You know,
you get extra props
zen,
too.
Find your zen moment, you know, just know that I'm about to do this.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
Yes. I'm telling you.
That's all.
I'm telling you. And that's one thing I like about working out. Because it's
really
refreshing. It's definitely refreshing.
Oh.
It's definitely refreshing.
When you work out, or any of you ladies work out, do you feel any difference down there? Or
what do you mean, when you
like
work out?
Sometimes.
I feel like you feel more energetic. Like you have
some
more stamina.
During class.
Yeah. Your what?
Queef. Some people
queef.
Queef
is a queef.
That's
what's
a fart.
Queef?
That's a fart.
Queef, a coochie fart.
Yeah.
That's what I call a fart.
Yes. Or vart.
You never had that when you're having sex with a girl? Like
it
Oh, I didn't know that's what they called it.
They cut it.
I would have said nasty. Boom,
boom, cutting our tube. High for me and high for you.
How could you not? Can you guys hear us now? Okay. I'm just double checking. What? I don't understand. How, like, you never heard about queefing, Will? Do you even know a squirt?
Oh, yeah, squirt, yeah.
He knows the term.
Okay. That and pee.
He knows the term. I heard you only know the term.
Yeah.
Like, he knows that term, okay.
Yeah. Shit, as much as I have to clean my ears after someone jeez off in my ears, like, I like that squirt and shit.
Oh.
We got to talk up a little louder because people can't hear us.
I don't know why they can't hear me. I'm just saying.
What did you say, Will? What you said?
I like squirting.
Okay. All right. There we go. That's what we were talking about.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Camille's on top.
Camille, come closer so we can see you.
So
Camille,
pretty.
Come closer.
It really does look nice. We're going to have a mixer and have more of this going on. This is really dope.
Shit.
This is hot. I like it a lot.
You are sexy, boy.
Ooh, ooh.
Shout out to the iced tea.
Yes.
Come here, where you get them damn
tea.
Hips from?
Yes.
Where you get them hips from? Jeez.
That's what my mama gave me. My dad actually, because you know I follow your IG. I got it from my daddy's side. From your daddy's side. She got it from my daddy's side.
Jamaican. Shout out to all the Caribbeans out there. Ow.
Yay.
Yes.
Crop over, Barbados.
Josie boy, man. You did a great job, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shout out to.
Let's show our artists.
Yes.
Come on in.
You want to sit over here? Or you want
to? He's the one who did the painting. It was pretty dope.
Oh no! Talk on that mic over there.
You can talk on any mic.
Can you
hear it? It doesn't matter. I mean,
or come on this side,
or
no! Use the mic right there. Use that mic right there. So you'll be on camera.
Or.
All right. Hey, she's so beautiful. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate everybody tuning in.
What's going on, guys? What's
up? All right. This is the Trip Radio Show. We're on DTF Radio, and we're also on the TuneIn app. You could definitely download from. Thanks, Brooklyn. Yes, appreciate it. Oh, where's the sound? Damn. Oh, shit.
Damn, boy. We just keep having these sounds.
Never.
Yo, we streaming live here. DTF Radio, downtown Brooklyn.
Ow.
It seems like everybody having a good time tonight.
No, we're trying, man.
Seems like it. I'm having a good time. I'm having fun.
Yeah, okay, man. We got a full house up in here. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Will BK. Real Rose is up in here. Cool,
yes,
cool.
I am. Yes, I am. Double yes, boy. I am. If you guys want to hear us better, go on to the Trip Radio Show, and you'll definitely hear us a lot better on this. I don't know why my sound is not on. Let me double check.
Shit. On the wheels still, you got DJ Fly Girl. Fly Girl just waving. And...
Let me see if I could get the sound.
For everybody who doesn't know me, my name is Josie's Boy. That's Josiesboy, all one word. Follow my Instagram, aka your girlfriend's favorite artist.
Okay.
That's 100.
What you say? Your girlfriend's favorite artist?
Wow. Not. Listen.
We can't hear you, Coco.
No.
Drake got the light skins winning now. He's showing out.
I know.
Yes.
I only speak facts.
He said he only speaks facts. Oh, wow.
He only speaks facts.
Okay.
I can't. He plays too much. Light skin's winning right now.
No. I don't believe in all that light skin winning, whatever. I know. I've been winning since 85. I'm good.
It's a real thing now.
Tune in to the Trip Radio Show if you want to hear us live. Shout out to everybody on Periscope. We appreciate y'all.
It's like the combination light and dark all in one.
Everybody like those black and white cookies.
Did you say
Oreos ain't famous for no reason.
You're an American.
It's about sex, drugs, and entertainment, love. Yes. So anyone who's tuning in right now, the Trip Radio Show, we talk about sex, drugs, and entertainment. And right now, we are with our lovely artist who did this fabulous work, as you can see right now.
Yeah. Shout out to him. You might want to get him to your next event.
Yes. I got the paint on that piece of chocolate right there.
I'm very lucky.
Ow. What type of eroticism do you draw when you're drawing? What have you drawn before?
Mostly known for my series of flower girls. That's when I paint off of the female form. Well, I paint female forms, but I replace the vagina with flowers. A lot of people question me, mainly men, because they don't understand. The reason why I put flowers there in place of the vagina is vaginas go through a lot, just as much as same thing as flowers. You look at flowers, they go through bad weather.
Do they go through unemployment?
Flowers came from global warming.
On the Trip Radio Show. We are food the stamps. Trip.
It's
T-H-E-T-R-I-P radio show.
That's another story.
I'll write it down.
No, I put flowers in place of the vagina because, you know, flowers go through photosynthesis. They go through horrible weather. They go through, people step on them. People don't pay attention to them. And it's kind of synonymous with the vagina. It's, I don't want to go.
They go through allergies too.
That too. And they smell. They smell good. They should smell good. Let me say that. They should smell good. Some of the ones I've had smell good. Thank God.
You don't want to die.
If you want to die.
But yeah, I love painting for women, on women. I love doing
everything
things.
Women.
You hear that,
women.
Lady?
Everything.
The love for everything.
I definitely am. If I wasn't, there'd be a problem.
Yeah.
So. Well,
did you ever have a paint-a-cur? A paint-a-cur? Like four women at once? Or
a who?
A paint-a-cur.
What do you mean?
A paint-a-cur, I
yeah,
guess.
Like
I
several women at once.
Oh,
like a paint-a-cur.
I want to. I've done three. Three is the most. Three is the most. So anybody want to help me break that record, I'm down.
We got
a record going on. Y'all want to join the record?
Of course they do. Ask Camille if she liked it.
No, I'm saying, were they naked?
Were they naked? They should be. I've done topless. I've done swimsuits, like. Whatever. It's not always my choice. I want the woman to feel comfortable.
All
right. A lot of times, a woman I'm painting, it might be her first time being in front of a crowd. Like, she wants to be a part of the art, but she's not comfortable in front of crowds. The first thing I tell her is, like, listen, as soon as we get up there, forget about everything. It's us.
Shout out to Bucky.
You're not going
to
see anything.
Shout out.
As soon as we start talking, it's just going to be us. So I just want you to feel that comfortable state. So whatever, if a woman wants to be topless, I'm down for that. If you want to be
real nude, whatever.
Boy, you know, I've had the one chick I painted a straight up Amazon. Jesus, she was amazing.
Really?
She was like
5'11.
She was like 5'11, just super thick. My favorite.
Show the number and description.
I was gonna paint her for the night. She came through. It was my homegirl. She came through because one woman canceled on me. So when she came in, I asked her,
"Make sure
you
see it. Don't go too close."
she says, yeah, I'm ready. I'm like, thick ready. All I got to do is get undressed.
Right.
So she goes to the bathroom, takes her sweatsuit off. She comes out in these booty shorts.
You're showing a keyboard.
Had the whole room stop.
The number. Yeah, you showed
the whole room stop.
Oh, my God. Shout out to her. What's her number? Name?
Tiara.
Shout out to Tiara with your ass. Taija.
I'm sorry,
Taija.
You don't. Taija.
He's fucking
Taija.
Your name
Taija.
Up.
I know, I'm thinking about this, something else. Taija, yeah, Taija. Yeah, she's
dope. That's how much women you be going through? Taija.
I paint a lot.
Talasia.
I paint a lot.
Miami.
I haven't had one. Miami. Not yet.
Dang. You're very interesting. We gotta find out more tea on you.
Yes, we do. I'm liking this. This is a good combo here. We're getting it in.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Well, Joseph, what kind of pussy do you like? Out of all
Lucy,
of out
Lucy,
of,
Lucy,
of,
Lucy, Lucy.
I could go over it again, yeah, if you like me to.
I've
he remembered. He's like, I remembered. You ain't gotta go over it. I know exactly which one. Yes.
I don't want extremely loose vagina, so we're gonna knock that out the box, or knock that box out of the question.
Uh-huh. I already done that already.
I want to. All right, as long as it smells good.
Okay, smell.
Smell is, yeah, it has to smell great. I mean, because women want us to smell good too. I'm not gonna give you any basketball nuts. So
some people like it.
I was just gonna say, some people got their own scent. Like, it's like a dog.
No,
like
true.
Everybody.
I like dirty feet.
This is true.
Yeah, he does. He
that.
Likes dirty feet. I don't
that.
Understand
I
it.
That.
Golden showers too.
I respect that too.
He likes the golden shower.
I'm not a big fan of it, but I respect that.
It's an acquired taste.
No, this is true.
You said taste.
Oh, you said taste.
Well, yes. I mean, you know.
That's disgusting. I bet it is.
Somebody said it was disgusting.
I bet it is.
It is not disgusting.
You said taste. I didn't say anything.
All I can say.
You don't use a straw. It just happens to.
He's still going, though.
It's okay.
Yeah,
God,
still, like, explaining.
God loves everybody, so it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Now, which vaginas do you like?
Coco's like, I'm
good smelling.
I need good smelling. I'm not a big fan of pubic hair.
Okay.
Nobody should be doing that in 2015. Ladies, yeah. I hope your vagina is shaved.
Please.
Please.
Okay.
Waxed.
Laser.
Yes.
How about laser?
Laser.
Has anyone done laser?
Anybody over there? Have you guys had any laser vagina? Wax, laser.
Go straight for it. Yeah, please.
We have all types.
Okay.
We're trying to figure out.
Laser is awesome.
You better be getting waxed. No shave, no nail. Wax. You go through the what? Like 10 minutes of pain, not even?
I'm
no.
The ass wax.
Because if you get some of it down, it don't hurt so bad.
I'm sorry,
it's
y'all.
It's like a wax.
How are we supposed to hear you from over there, Camille?
But the wax. So we're talking
sprays.
About between wax. We got sprays.
Yeah,
we got
they have sprays
people
that
just
help
want
with the
ladies
pain.
Who just
and the
want
more
to
you
shave.
Do it. Spade?
No, sprays.
Oh, I thought like, I thought it was like a dog. You wanted spayed.
No. Oh.
Neutered.
We got... not really quickly, but one of our fans, Buckley's 199, I think it is, he just asked, what is the kinkiest thing we've ever done? The ladies, he's asking.
Oh.
I want to hear this.
Okay, which way are we going to go in the
Camille,
room?
If you're going to answer, you have to be in front of a mic.
Yeah, you have to get on the mic. She's like, I'm not going to say.
Or come over here.
Child.
We can't hear you from there, my love.
It's probably what was done to you.
Why don't you go back to the rose?
Was it what was done to us or what we've done to someone? Kinkiest. I'm going to wait for him.
Come here, why don't you go over there between them so you can share a mic? So they can see you in the artwork too or sit next to the artist?
Yeah. Well, we're going to try to see if we can finish. He said either. It doesn't matter. So anything that's been done to us or we've done to someone. Yep. So we gonna answer. We're going to go by. I'm going to actually pass the phone around.
Well,
yeah, you go first.
What's the kinkiest thing you ever done? Yeah, with your ring off. You don't want to have that kinky ass.
Damn.
Shit.
Girl, say the
second kinkiest.
Yeah, you can say second. You can short it.
One of the kinkiest.
One of, that's right. Shit. That's what I'm talking about.
Been tied up in
shit.
Spain.
That's kinky.
Like that. Would you like
to I heard that like that.
I spanked with a belt.
Oh, shit.
And with a bare hand, and I was tied up. And then majority of the time we was having sex, I was tied up. So I was basically.
Shit.
I had no
tied
control
up.
Of the
one of the kinkiest from one
of you turned on?
Just awesome, heard awesome. That it is
I thought
tied
I was
up and
in
spanked.
The fucking 50 Shades awesome. Of Grey book. Okay.
Were you 43?
Huh? 50 Shades of Grey.
Shit.
Y'all fellas out there.
Been number 43.
Okay. All right, so who's next? Who's next? Who's going to give the next one?
You, Rose. Why don't you tell
us? No, I'll go last.
You're such a cherry.
I know I am.
Go ahead. Let us know, Artiste.
Oh, me?
No, I did the women.
You said the
ladies.
You said the ladies.
Oh,
sorry, gosh. I forgot you wanted the ladies. Sorry, Mazo.
I would have answered, but my bitch assness wasn't asked.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
my gosh.
I'm going to tell you what he said. It is serious, but you girls go first, and then I'm going to tell you what he said. Because it's serious.
But damn, who's next? Really?
Okay, I'll just take the mic.
Go ahead, Wanda. Yeah. Go ahead.
Take it up
your with my radio voice.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'll say it already.
Okay, girl six. Let us
the
know.
The mintiest thing I've ever done.
Uh-huh.
It involved ice cream and interesting, in new places.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Well, did you take the same ice cream with you everywhere?
Well, yes. It was with me on my phone all over the place. It was with me for the whole day.
Was it Periscope?
No, it was not. Private.
Ah.
But yes, ice cream. That was nice.
What kind of ice cream?
It was vanilla Häagen-Dazs.
Mm. Right. Never could forget that. That's my favorite. Right there.
Melted very quickly.
Boy. No. I bet.
Okay, so who's next? Coco, you got yours? Look, Coco's like, I am
PG-13.
I know you do.
Oh.
Come on, Coco. Give us a good one, please.
Okay, yeah, let me see what you got.
A good one, because you know you got more than one.
Mm. Kinkiest thing.
Ow. You see, I was gonna say.
Yeah, say it.
You can't,
yes.
Can't say it all.
What about that time
all.
Me and you?
we what? Well, because maybe I forgot about this dream.
Oh, you ever get about that?
Had that good conversation.
That was that long talk. That's that.
Whoa! You remember that?
No.
Oh well, never mind. Bottoms up. Come on.
Dang, I got a whole list. All right, let me get something one that's kind of clean. Okay. For the radio station, you know, keep up my fake image. I think the freakiest thing I ever done was halls.
Halls?
No,
I know what that is.
Oh, halls. I thought she was talking about.
That's fun.
I thought she was talking about the car.
She puts the halls.
Wait, hold on.
Her
I lost
mouth.
That one.
No, she yo, puts a lot of dudes sleep on doing that.
Oh.
Wait, you put the holes in the mouth, right?
You put the holes in your mouth, right?
Put the holes in your mouth and you.
I never did it, but I know.
Really?
No, but it works both ways, though.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the peppermint.
Holes? Have y'all heard of that?
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
She had a mental lyptus.
People put all kind of things.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what this guy said, and then I'll tell you guys mine. He said that his girl mold his stuff and then
what stuff?
His dick.
His pubic hair.
And make sure I get this correct. Did she mold it in you? Did she pegged it in you, or you pegged it in her? I'm gonna find out. But yeah, someone got pegged with it, so he got his dick mold. I told you we got some freaks late night. Hello, the Trip Radio Show. Get it in.
You are real MVP.
Yeah. Oh no, she pegged him. Yes, she pegged him. Shout out to you.
MVP.
That is some serious. That's some. She molded the dick. So you know he had like a dildo of his own dick. So he got fucked by his own. Well, she fucked. Yeah,
they
well,
got with his own penis.
Well,
on his
himself,
own penis. Yeah,
much,
he
yeah.
fucked
yeah.
himself. Well, all right.
Are y'all still together? I hope you guys are, because if not, that's fucked up.
Shout out. You are the real MVP.
I know.
Yep.
Shit. Yeah. But I like that hall story. I definitely want to see how that's. I never thought of halls.
Yeah. All right, Rose.
What about yours, Will?
Yeah. No. You gotta do yours. Yours.
Don't
miss the
rec. I don't know if mine's gonna be as juicy as his. But
probably not.
But
anyway,
I guess not.
I'm not one of the ladies, ain't there?
Okay. So let me see, because I got so many.
Raw.
I got so many. But I'll keep it like Coco said. I'll keep it PG-13. The kinkiest thing I ever did. That was fun. Okay.
Oh, that's all right.
But
what were you saying?
No. I'm gonna say the kinkiest thing I ever done is I was having sex in the back of a car, and where I was at, there was someone who was watching us, and we didn't stop. And I liked it a lot.
I respect that.
Yeah, it was probably another couple fucking right next to you.
No, it wasn't. It was this guy at work, and he was like looking down at us. And when I stopped to realize I saw him, and then I kept looking at him while I continued.
I respect that.
It was a turn on. I don't know. That was my kick ass. Okay, well, what you got?
Well, he likes feet. I got plenty. Let the guests go first.
We don't even know why.
What about Fly Girl? Fly Girl, you gonna share any story? Oh no.
Shower shakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I you know what? I am one of those. I mean,
what are you?
So, Fly Girl, you're not gonna.
Huh? You're not gonna share any with us?
I like voyeurs. I do. I'm not even gonna lie.
I respect that.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
You might have to come over here since we can't hear you over here. Oh, we definitely can't hear you.
Huh? We got Fly Girl saying her. She's, yeah, we can. I can't hear you.
Between your music up too loud, you might have to come around over here with us.
That's our DJ up in for the night. DJ Fly Girl in the building.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, there we go.
No,
now we got
I can
you.
Hear you, so I can.
You could just speak out loud.
Yeah. No, we can't. We can only hear you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess as a DJ.
Uh huh.
As a DJ. She did a swingers club.
Okay.
Swingers. Can we talk slow?
I know that's right.
Did you get it
I
in?
I know it is. Listen, she said it was an experience.
Like she didn't want to answer, so.
She said it was an experience.
Was there a smell in the room?
Was there a smell?
He said if there was a smell in the room.
Of course.
Did you
like
get it
FCC
in with a stranger?
Did it
with a stranger?
If you're at a good swinger spot, it will not smell. It will not smell. No.
I've always
they're very sanitized, very sanitized type. If you go to a really good spot.
Shit.
You know the good spots.
That's what's up.
Oh.
Now shout out. I like your story. That's very sexy. I want to just go to one of those type of parties and just sit and look around. And just I'll fly in the wall, but like, oh!
Hey, you'll feel some type of way. I'm gonna tell you. You go in there, and it ain't as. I would say always if you want to start off at a swinger spot, go start off at a bliss party first. And the reason why I say this is because a bliss party, it's more of like networking to get to that part. And you may see someone get head, and that's like the most you'll really see. But
like
a build up. Yeah. Well, so it's like a dildo?
Like a build up.
Oh, yeah, like a build up. But they won't have sex right there and then. A bliss party is like the setup for a swingers party.
Fuck
a swinger party, they'll fuck right in front of you and
not
give a damn. And you just got to deal
with it. Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's the way we do.
But that's what you like. Exactly. Will is a natural swinger, so he likes that.
I don't have time for verbal masturbation. I want to get it in.
He's done. I'm getting a lot of hearts for that, Will. They love what you said. You got that. They love what you said. Wow, the hearts keep coming.
I'm just saying,
they're loving it.
No time for verbal masturbation. Time to fuck. Wake your daughters up. I'm ready to fuck.
Well, I guess that's how it gets.
Josie,
in.
Hurry up and drop yours real quick, and I'm gonna drop mine. Well, you know what I mean.
Yes.
You guys are tuned in.
Yes.
Trip
radio show.
Trip
radio show.
Yes.
Real Rose.
Oh, are we not gonna say a quick one?
Huh? We have to go around and tell everybody, unfortunately, because we only got, bam.
Oh, no?
Uh-huh.
So, you dodged the bullet.
Tell us your contact information.
Yes,
bro.
Please. Oh, well, and we're going to follow up on this.
I'll say thank you guys for inviting
me
out.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, light skin.
I'm very happy to be surrounded by so much chocolate.
Oh, look at him. We're giving you a toothache. We're giving him a toothache. You see that, Will?
I see.
You see that?
I'm mad at that.
Where can they find you?
No, on Instagram, Josiesboy, all one word.
Ow.
If you have a problem finding that, my hashtag is your girl's favorite artist. Hit me up, DM me. I have my web store, josiesboy.bigcartel.com.
Uh-huh.
Come pick up some of my prints. I have sticker packs, all that stuff.
Yeah, she likes that handle. Boy, you
yeah,
handle
hit
that.
Me up. Let's have a good time. My Twitter, Josies_boy. Hit me up.
Ow.
Oh, shit.
Camille? Yeah, love. Yeah, let everybody know.
Hear what I said.
Camille LaFleur.
Oh, mom.
Doing her
thing.
My Instagram.
Entrepreneur, yeah.
I'm a muse, not a model.
A muse.
I'm amused by you, baby.
She's a muse.
I can say
that. I appreciate you.
Okay.
So check my Instagram. I am selling some of my work. Well...
Oh, really?
Me and other photographers work. My prints.
Oh, you mean your prints?
I am dropping a t-shirt line, but that's because I'm trying to be low key. You're
like,
no, I'm joking. It's gonna be dope.
So thank you guys. I appreciate y'all.
Wow.
That's right.
DJ
That's
Fly Girl. What is your handle? What is your media DJ handles? Can't hear shit, but.
She's on the Facebook moment. Did you hear how she's on Facebook?
Facebook, DJ Fly Girl, yes.
DJ Fly Girl, is it just like that? DJ D as in dog, J, Fly Girl.
Okay. Fly Girl NYC on Facebook.
Okay, Fly Girl NYC.
Yeah, that's right, on Facebook. DJ Fly Girl.
She's so sweet, you know
what
that
means. Don't get it twisted. And if you missed any of our shows, you definitely could tune in on the TuneIn app, because we will be posting that very shortly, actually the next day. Shout out to Face on Broadway doing the photography in the background in the building. And sweetheart, we want you to shout out too. Go ahead.
Where Juanita?
On whatever social network, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Juanita, WAHNITA. See what I'm up to.
Yes.
You can keep up.
Yes, we have you back in here again. And of course, my trap queen, Boo Boo. Where they can find
guys,
you, love?
Hey guys, make sure you tune into CelebrityXO.com. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, CelebrityXOXOX. Giving you the latest in entertainment. We are so Leticia. Like, we are taking over. Like, wow. When me and my sister started this, we said we are the wolf in blogging, and that's what we mean.
Oh, taking right. over the thought game.
Going no, actually, we're taking over the blog game.
Oh, shit.
Our blog game is serious, Will.
I know it is.
It's too real.
I know it
is. It's too real. But shout out to everybody that's following. Shout out to all the celebs that's showing us love. DL Hooley. I fucked his name up, but it's D.L.
Hughley. D.L. Hughley.
Shout out to him.
Yes.
We really appreciate you sharing our story and all the celebs who come through in comments. We appreciate you as well. We appreciate all our followers.
Yes.
Y'all
yes.
be lit. Like, yes. We love you guys.
We love y'all. We love y'all. We really appreciate it. Yes, yes. And, of course, my crazy partner in crime, the guy that's talking all the crap, my Clyde. What you got to say, Will? Hello, over here. You can say hi over here, too. I can't right now.
Yo, it's your boy, Will B.K. up in here. About to get out of here, Trip Radio. You know, you can catch me on Will B.K., WILLBEEKAY.
Instagram.
Facebook.
You know, William Kirksey on Facebook.
And also follow the Trip Radio Show.
That's right. You know,
That's right. All of us. We said our names.
And my girl Real Rose. Where you at, Real Rose?
Yes, of course. You guys definitely can find me on Instagram. And, of course, you guys are tuning on Twitter and the Trip Radio Show. And definitely check out CelebrityXO.com. I appreciate everybody who was in the building tonight.
Yeah.
We had a great time. I'm excited. DJ Fly Girl, you were the best.
Yeah.
This is really dope. Trip Radio Show, your girl Real Rose, Will BK.
Yeah.
In this building. Now a person joined in. Unfortunately, we shutting down.
Damn.
Yeah, but we out, y'all. Bye. Mwah. Thanks, sure as you check out the Trip Radio Show.
You wanna roll some grass, don't do that. You ain't trying to pass, but don't do that. You gotta drink the mask, don't do that. You ready to act the ass, don't do that. Say right now,
look at here.
Finna get loose, huh? Finna get loose, huh? Finna get loose, huh? Finna get loose.
Where you from? Where that at? Where you at? What is that? What you doing? Feeling that? Get that cake up. Open your mind. Get numb. Confused. Keep your distance. Unless you wanna get with this. Me and the renegade.